three temp applications. Best of Florals. Sam Thor, Taylor Shelby's temp for Harvest Sky Boutique, and Sam Schumaker's for Schumaker LLC. Susan here.
I'm here.
All right.
You want to tell us a little bit overview of what you're doing, what you're looking for?
Pardon me?
Anyway, you can talk, explain what you're doing.
What you're doing and what, how much are you wanting from temp and, yeah.
I bought the old garage across from the Dollar General on North Main Street. I thought, oh, this would be great, it's got a bathroom in there. Well, it does have some plumbing, but there was a lot more drains and things that had to be done, and it had an unloading heater, which wouldn't help very much for flowers, so we had to put in heating and air. It's just going to be a complete overhaul, but I think it's going to be a very beautiful building once we get done with it. And I have never done this before. I don't know how this all works, but I just put out there what kind of expenses I am incurring, and would like to know how this works and how you can help me. I would like to be able to have it open probably around the 1st of May. And I do offer florals from my home, but it's getting to the point where it's too much, you know, to try to do it in my home. I used to have a booth at the Carnegie, and now Carnegie isn't open, so I don't have any place to showcase anything. So it's a big step of faith, and I just need some help and feedback from the city to see what's available and how you can help me. And
I was telling these guys, it's probably one of the best put together requests that I've seen yet come across this table for tip. It's down to like the screw, and I mean, which is perfect. I mean, it's.
Well, and that's probably not everything, you know. I just threw together what estimates I had at the time, and I'm sure there's going to be other expenses as well, but it's a start, and. That building really needed an overhaul, and you know, it's just going to become a nice or something wasn't done with it. So hopefully it'll make a nice place for the town.
Yeah, it definitely looks better than downtown.
So how much is the total you're looking?
Well,
total project invested.
$145.
Again, I have submitted all of my bills that the estimates that I had under phase one, not including that includes the building cost, which I know is not covered. I don't know. I know the TIF account has only so much money in it, but I don't know how this works, if you pay for certain things or if you do a loan or how.
We've done that. We've done grants and loans before. We have to see what's eligible under TIF, what you can, you know, what you can get and what you can't get in an application. So that's one thing in the consideration is
but as you know, I mean, so far I have incurred expenses of $85,000, so I don't know if you can match.
The TIF group said all the costs she submitted is eligible.
Okay.
So
Say that again.
All the TIF group, our TIF attorney said all the costs that she had submitted was eligible.
And phase one's $85,000. That's phase, you got it, that's phase one, and phase two is 23?
That was kind of a rough estimate.
Okay.
And I don't know how long are there between phases? You know, I don't understand that process myself, and.
Well, the worst part about going to be about anything on TIF is the fact that our TIF goes out next year in 26, and we're working on renewing it. We're hoping that we can renew the whole thing. If we can renew it, then we pick up everything that we already have, plus more, anybody else that we can include in that. But, so it's getting down to the wire as far as.
They said we could do grants and that stuff, though.
Okay, all right. Good.
They'll just be continued.
We can, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
How much do we have available right now? What's up with that?
I gave you that paper. $164,893.
Yeah.
Okay.
$8.94. I can't read.
Okay, well, you only got 15 minutes, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll review these other two, and then this will be brought up in council and discussed too, so as far as money wise. Next one is Taylor Shelby for Harvest Guy Boutique.
Hi, my name is Taylor Shelby. I'm opening a boutique here in town. Actually, I'm opening Sunday, so I got this tip together. I am looking for some help for the exterior of the building. It's a nice location. It's the 811 and 807 right across from the old Casey's there by Black Maple. I was just looking to do some exterior to it, possibly do a fresh coat of paint. If you drive by there, you'll notice the green awning is a little bit old. It's an older building, so we thought to just get a fresh awning there and then some billboards to advertise. So so I have exterior paint, which was going to be $4,000. The new awning, I got a quote for $3,800. And then the billboards, which I will have on the building, and then a billboard for the road. And that totaled about $4,100. So I am asking for a total of $12,096 to help with the exterior, to just kind of improve curb appeal for that, and to get people, you know, coming and shopping and hopefully helping the community with having this business there. So
are you taking over the whole building?
It will be, yep. I did both, yeah.
Okay.
So I have both sides, so they'll both be open to resale stuff on that.
Right.
So
okay. One men and one women?
I know, I wish. I'm hoping to have like some spirit wear for men, but right now it'll just be women's stuff, so
that's great.
Yeah, I'm excited. Good. I think. Yeah, I know that. You know, I'm not from here. My husband grew up here, but, you know, being a smaller town, I'm from a bigger town. So I noticed, you know, it'd be nice to have some more stuff in the community to kind of, you know.
Nice.
So hopefully it'll fill a need for the women
here. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and I actually did, I have a later thing. So I got this approved from TIF. And then we did notice there was not a light on the exterior of the building. So me and my landlord on the back of the building. So we had discussed probably to get maybe a light. So we had talked to Shoemaker Electric. And they did give us an additional quote for $968, which is not in the original one, but I do have copies here if I'm able to add that. It's just to include rental labor materials to install a new light for the opposite corner of the building, just so we have lights on the exterior and the front. So I'll give you, you guys want the copies of that now, just to add?
Sure.
Okay. So that would be an additional to what we, is this somebody here?
Okay, Sam, while she's passing that out, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you got going on?
I guess you guys can tell that we've completely demolished downtown Lewiston, so. Basically, I'm just asking for some help with the demo. It's going to roll. I had on there $200,000 to $300,000 is what my total project was going to be, but now we're thinking like $350,000 to $400,000. If I can get some help with the demo and the cleanup, there's going to be a brand new fresh building put up there within the next few months. So we're just looking to see what we can get and what we can do, and hopefully we get a face in the community. I'm still working out of a 30 by 30 garage, and I got two guys working underneath me, and it's getting a little hectic. So I'm at the point where I either have to grow or start telling people no. I really don't want to tell anybody no. So.
How big is the new building, Sam?
50 by 100.
Awesome.
Yep.
So you're asking for the 25 for the demo?
Okay.
As John said, this will all be rediscussed at the actual city council meeting.
Demo 25. I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
So look and see something here.
Sally, you got any other questions about this TIF stuff? Thank you.
You ended it? Yeah.
Motion to close the TIF meeting.
I move. Here.
Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Let's see. Mayor Doug Leiferi?
Here.
Kevin Del Mastro?
Here.
Linda Helly is absent. Sally Clark?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
All right, business to discuss is the application for a DD1 license for the Lewistown Smoke Shop. Does anyone have any information they wish to share?
Do we have a license available?
It's just the amendment to the license. If I'm remembering right, Nathan said that all the licenses can get the amendment.
No, they're not.
Right, the add-ons for whatever they want.
Yeah, as long as they got their D or D1 already, then they can get the D1.
Hmm?
There's no limit.
Is there a representative here from?
Yeah. Would you like to say something, sir?
You want to say anything?
No, just want to license.
Are you speaking for someone? I mean, it's the owner is a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, you're speaking for someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is his name, I think. The one's on the license.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Shouldn't the owner have to be here that's trying to get the license in the name?
What?
He had to be here.
His name's on the license.
Yes.
That's a question I posed the attorney weeks ago, and he told me no.
Okay. And this is just under his license.
This is the DD1 amendment to add poker machines is what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
And I know there's a...
It's to serve alcohol, which then adds the poker.
Oh, I thought this was the...
No, it's just for
alcohol.
No, okay,
it allows them to serve alcohol, which is a requirement for the poker machine.
I got you.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I thought we already did this. What was I thinking?
That's the original. This is the new one for the sub-license.
Oh, okay. So we haven't acted on the original yet. Okay.
Yeah, they have the original.
They have the original.
Okay, so they do have the original.
Yes.
They have the D1.
Okay, so that's...
This is just like you said earlier.
Okay.
The amendment.
Sub-license or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Right.
The D1.
We don't have a cap, so anybody has a D-license to get the amendment. Right?
Yeah, there's no
limit on it.
Right.
We just have a limit on the D license.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody has a D license, which is cool.
So we really aren't going to try to cap them? We're here for no reason?
This is the Liquor Commission. They're just a recommendation. The city council is the one that puts the caps on machines. All we have to do is just a recommendation to give them the amendment to the liquor license.
There's been nothing against their D license, right? Nothing that would prevent them from getting an amendment? Have we ever denied anybody an amendment from a D license that you know of?
That I know of.
I haven't been here that long, so I don't.
Yeah, I can't remember anyone since I've been on it, so that's why I just wondered. I always thought that's we had a cap.
And we did, you know, we just started this DD1 for Whitsitt down at the drive-through liquor store. That was when this was created, this sub-license. So we haven't even had it real long.
So the DD1 is for what?
It so they can serve alcohol, so they can have gaming.
Okay.
Because that first one was just sale.
They okay, just the could first sell, one was just to sell alcohol. DD1 is to serve alcohol.
So they can
and this
gaming.
Is, this
for the
is
gaming.
To add on-premises consumption. Right.
Right.
Okay. That's not really right. It's not to serve alcohol for gaming. It is to serve alcohol. Period.
Well, yeah,
the
but
gaming
no,
on the gaming is on its own.
Which has nothing to do with the liquor license. So right. Really. Yeah.
Wait
yeah.
A minute. You sit here and belittle us all the time because we don't want more poker machines. That is exactly what they're trying to do, is to get a liquor license so they can get gaming.
Well, of course
so
they are.
So say it exactly like that because you belittle us all the time that we're trying to stop it. So don't sugarcoat it for
no.
Him because you don't for us.
We're not voting.
That is exactly why they're trying to get it, is to get the
yes,
gaming.
Yes, I know that.
So say
gaming
that.
On it.
You say it to us.
We're not
them.
Voting on poker machines. We're voting
same
on
your
liquor license.
Because you don't want them to get gaming machines. So let's not sugarcoat, we're not going to sugarcoat everything, let's say everything what it is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No, but then legally, I don't know if we could not recommend, I mean, that's it, so, I mean, as far as the Liquor Commission license, there's nothing here that I would say that why I wouldn't recommend it. So, but again, that's up to you guys, but for the Liquor Commission. To give them a license to serve alcohol. That's really what we're voting on.
Yeah.
Recommending or not recommending.
Like Kevin
regardless
said.
Of what they're wanting to do it for, whether they want to do that for that, that's something totally different. But as far as what the commission.
So they can.
It entitles them so they can do the gaming. That's what
yeah.
A DD1 is.
The DD1, yeah. It is.
Everyone that got a DD1 that was for.
So this entitles them to serve alcohol like gaming. So, in other words, they want this was their purpose because if they weren't gaming, they couldn't serve alcohol, could they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could.
They
so,
could.
Yeah.
This is what's going to allow them to serve alcohol.
Whether they have gaming or not.
This is also going to allow them to meet the requirements to get gaming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I think. That's right.
That's right. Okay.
That's, I guess, that was always my question. It's like, if they had the license.
Yeah, and they don't have to put gaming in. I mean, they.
Yeah, so this is just a license.
I mean, if they don't put gaming in and they get their DD1, they can drink in their.
Yeah, beer and wine only.
Yeah, without any gaming.
Right.
DD1
yeah.
Allows
the service.
Serve it.
Yeah.
But we all know they're probably going to get gained. But that's not what we're voting on.
So, yeah.
Even the on-premise consumption, so even on the city's website, subclass DD1 license shall authorize Class D or Class D1 license holders to host electronic gaming upon the licensed premises. However, it must be in an area separate and apart from retail area. Any alcohol consumed by individuals, it should be in that designated area.
Yeah.
But that's state regs, right? State laws.
Yeah, they'd have to meet the requirements.
But no, well, this is on the city.
Yeah, what he's saying, if they don't have gaming, then they can't serve alcohol because it's not in the gaming area, right?
Yeah.
So if they're not going to be in gaming, then this license would be useless if they want to serve alcohol and there's no gaming.
They're going to get gaming.
So.
It's kind of a given. You can ask that guy over there if you want, but.
That's what it's for.
Well, I understand that.
I do, you did.
Thank you, David.
You know, we're arguing about this gaming all the time. And I understand every bit of why we're arguing about it, but.
Yeah, I do too. But this meeting is about giving the license, which has nothing to do at this moment with gaming. All we're dealing with is the license part of it.
Yes. Their getting gaming is between them and the state of Illinois, the way I see it.
It is.
Okay.
So it's hard to me. I mean, it's up to the other one, but I.
Now, this will be brought up again in the actual city council meeting. Okay.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'm moving the liquor commission to recommend to the city council.
All right, we have a motion to recommend. We have a second.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Kevin DeMastro?
Aye.
Linda Helly? Absent. Okay. Sally Clark? John Swatlow?
Aye.
Right. And Mayor Laker?
Aye. All right, we have no more business to discuss. We have a motion to adjourn.
I thought I'd also put a motion in when we look at these licenses and what they actually mean.
I think Nathan
suggested that in the last one.
Right. I mean, Nathan's.
Did Kevin get all that?
I think it's in the process. I mean, if anybody's got any questions, I mean, everyone knows Nathan's number.
And I agree. So, yeah, so that's.
You know, you call him and ask him, you know, what's going on.
Well, I'll give him another.
You know.
So we not have this again.
Right.
Yep. And she's making some copies of stuff that Nathan makes somebody else.
Okay. Because that was a discussion about, gaming's limited by liquor license.
Yeah.
But only got some liquor license. You only have X.
Mm-hmm. All right, we call this meeting to order. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing for Pastor Paul Walmsley and the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a good God and you are faithful to us even when we don't deserve it. And we just thank you for a beautiful day today and thank you that you're faithful. I ask that you would endow our city council members with wisdom. And Father, that their wisdom will come forth and that you will bless this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You all be seated. Thank everyone for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Linda Miller?
Here.
Dave Woodenston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Laker?
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the February 11th meeting, council and commission meetings. Any questions, comments, additions, corrections? If none, if I have a motion to accept the minutes.
Make a motion.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the council meeting and the commission meetings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, clerk's report, Cindy?
I don't have anything tonight.
All right. Treasurer report, Miss Debbie?
Just the report tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
I'm going to report at 13B.
All right. Engineers report. Mr. Plavik, I didn't see him today. Public comments and petitions. Anyone here wish to address this board? Yes?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Reba Ford, and just sitting here through the TIF meeting, I have to say it's exciting to know that there's three people wanting to open new businesses in town. I would encourage you to try to help them as much as you can. I know, I've checked, they're on, as Cindy told you, they're like $165,000 in the account. There's probably 115 to another 120 that will be collected this year. And it's not every day that they're knocking on your door to, you know, start new businesses. So it's what it was intended to do, and it's not doing the business district any good sitting in an account in a bank somewhere. So please try to help these folks as best you can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address this board? All right. We'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark. Thank you. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow. Streets and alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
Chief Ford had a couple things.
So, I'll start off with the bad news first. So, the Durango was involved in a car deer accident. It's down at Ty's right now. I got an estimate done on it. Insurance is already working through their process. They're going to cut a check to the city for the repairs. So, it should be a non-issue. We just have to take care of the deductible. But it is what it is. Car deer accidents happen, especially in this county. So, that's the bad news. Good news is Tyler and Austin just completed some training, and I'm a big believer in recognizing guys when they do good, basically. Tyler just got done with field training officer certification. He's also right now getting ready to be done with crisis intervention team training, which are two big things kind of in law enforcement. So I have their awards bars here to present to them. There's also for their, you know, yearly or their duty weapon qualification. Tyler qualified as marksman, got through on that, so it's kind of a big deal. So Tyler now has quite the collection going. He's going to look like a South American general here pretty soon. So there's those for you, Tyler. Also just completed field training officer certification. Since Austin started in October last year, he's led the department in arrests and traffic stops and stuff and all that good stuff. So every statistical measure, Austin's doing really well. He also qualified 49 out of 50 on his duty weapon qualification, so he qualified as an expert. So he's also going to get that tonight too. So there's Austin. Doing good things, so I felt it was important to recognize them for their work. So
yes, I'm glad you did.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Moving on, water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Thanks, sir. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Alderman Jim Long.
I got some old business down to bottom. I'll take care of that.
All right. Tourism, Alderman Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you. TIF, Mr. Spotlow.
Just what's in the new business.
All right. Citizens Committee, anybody hear from Amanda? How about Christmas Committee? Anybody hear from Kenny? No?
I think I thought they were here.
Kenny's here?
Oh, he is.
Here I am.
Oh, hello. You little thing.
I'm withering away, so. The VFW is hosting another fundraiser this year for us. Be March 29th here in town at the VFW. Spaghetti supper. We'll have a silent auction. Everybody in town, so it's from 5 to 7. We'll have deliveries from 5 to 6. And I haven't talked to our delivery guys yet, but I'm hoping they'll jump in there and take care of it, but somebody will. March 29th. You're all right. And right now it's about all I've got. The heart looks bare. I just get this done.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Moving on, economic development. Miss Aaron or anyone here to speak?
She went to a seminar in Springfield.
All right.
Regarding grants, so she will have more information for us.
Maintenance grants.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, public works report. Evan?
I have nothing new at this time.
Thanks, Evan. Appreciate it. Unfinished business. Cameras for City Hall. Who has this information? The floor is open.
Me. I looked and tried to save a little money, but if you get cameras that have no subscription, you still have to wire them for power. So we're just gonna. I just talked to Chief a while ago. He's wanting to blame. We're not gonna run wires all over this building or all over the outside. And I showed him a Best Buy. You can get 5 blink cameras for $200. And that's cheap compared to every place else. And then be wireless, Wi-Fi, battery backup, batteries for the cameras. He said, Chief, for 3, Evan would like to have 4, one on each side, mainly the one back here, the north end. I suggest spending the $200 on the blank and then taking the $10 subscription. So.
Did you ever think about the ADT? I don't know anything about
it.
I don't
price it,
but I don't
know. That's,
oh, got it.
$10 a month?
$10 a month.
On each one of them or all?
No, all of them.
So does somebody have to change batteries in these then?
Yeah. They last 2 years.
For how long?
2 years. They last.
Take it, Sally.
The 9 volt or are they special batteries?
They're special kind of AA batteries. Like
kind of like
they
a.
Tell
I thought you said you guys change yours every 2 weeks.
Yeah, ours is a big battery.
And these ones are just the little.
We have to change ours.
Big cameras.
I've had them on my house for a couple of years. I just
they tell you when your battery's getting low too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
If the subscription becomes an issue, that can come out of my paycheck. That's fine. I don't care. It's $10. I'm not worried about it.
No.
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 Right.
We're not that worried.
I will suggest that it's a police request, so it'll come out of the police. I know.
Come out of the police fund.
I'm not worried about $10 a month either.
It's
I'm just trying to save it, but you can't. You either have to run a wire or you go this route.
It's $120.
And solar, you can't depend on solar.
No.
So, I move we go ahead and give them the $200. You're gonna want a monitor. You put it on your phone.
You just send it to everybody's phone. Everybody in the city council could have access to it.
I didn't know if you have a monitor.
They just put the app on.
All right. Let's just go $250. Go ahead and buy 5. That way you're fair. You can order it offline or online at Best Buy. But I'm going to go to Brady. I can stop pick it up.
And with $120, it's $370 with
$120. It's just $120 a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, first time around.
And this is marked down $50 down to $199.99. I call it $200. So. I'll make the motion. We go ahead and purchase these, and $225. But we won't pay taxes, so.
$225 or $250. $225 or $250?
$250, we'll go $250 and make it safe.
I know you said they were $199.
They're $199. I'm just giving.
And that's for what, four of them?
Five.
Five of them for $199.
But if you ship them, you're gonna have shipping.
Oh, shipping's $50.
No, shipping's not $50. I'm just putting a limit on it. If you spend $225, that's all I'm doing. I just wanna make sure you have enough money.
I thought the police chief could spend $500 without asking.
There you go.
I mean, what do we, I don't know what we're talking, I don't know what we're talking about.
He just wanted to bring it up to us, so.
Let him do it.
He brought it to us. So.
His statement was, I thought the police chief could spend $500 without asking.
I want you guys to know where your money's going. There you go.
We get the bills.
Past experiences.
He did that, he did that as a courtesy.
That was just a courtesy of him to let us know what's going on.
I held him up because I was trying to pay the subscription, but that's not gonna work.
Have you made a motion yet?
Yes.
I did, but you wanted to argue with me.
I didn't argue about anything.
Need a second.
I'll second.
You got plenty of seconds.
All right, good.
Motion and a second, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
Moving on, we'll move to the, requesting to limit the number of poker machines in a business that has a liquor license again. Who had this put on the agenda? You now have the floor.
Who does?
I don't know, whoever put that on the agenda now has the floor.
Hearing nothing?
Hearing nothing, right.
Well, for one thing, limiting poker machines, we legally can't do it, right, Nathan?
Not the machines themselves.
Not the machines themselves.
You can limit the number that we allow in the.
Yeah, we can never, license.
Limit the ones get allowed in town. They already, the state limits us already.
You shouldn't even be talking right now.
They just told me I could talk. That's, I'm listening to them, I'm sorry.
Nathan, would you like to clear this up?
Sure, thank you. I wasn't able to do it without being asked. I prepared a memorandum, I'm not sure, if anybody's had a chance to review it yet, but the gist of it is, the answer to your question, very simply, is yes, municipalities can limit the number of video games within the municipality. They can also prohibit video games within the municipality. Now, as I understood the actual request or the proposal or what have you, in this instance, basically, it would be that the ones that are here now are fine and that any others coming down the road would be a problem. So that's how I understood the characterization of the problem. That issue runs afoul of equal protection issues, and basically equal protection very simply states that if you're going to apply the law against one person, you're going to apply that same law the same way against every other person. So for the city to allow one person or property or entity to have six poker machines and then ban any other properties or entities or what have you from having any poker machines, we would be subjecting ourselves to a violation and the ensuing inevitable lawsuit from that. So it doesn't even pass constitutional muster. That's the first inquiry that we'd look at. In terms of the limitations, if the city wanted to vote or the council wanted to vote to limit the number of games within the city, it should look at the number of potential games that could be installed, and that's six per license, okay? So six per license premises, we'd have to look at how many premises we can license. Take that number times six and decide, based upon the total number that could be here, how far we'd want to limit that, and then apply that limitation across the board. So if there were six entities that could have six machines, and we only wanted, say, 18 machines in this entire municipality, we could limit everybody to three machines. Well, that creates a little bit of a problem, too, because now the people that have had six, since electronic gaming was authorized in Illinois, now have to limit it down to three. Mm-hmm. So we can't have people with six and people with none, we're either going to have everybody with three or four or five or one or two for that matter, or none, or we're going to have everybody with six. So that's equal protection in a nutshell. As far as the regulations and things of that nature that would go along with trying to limit the number in any particular entity, there's an 8-page model ordinance that the Municipal League has put together, and they have some pretty good ideas as far as how we can license them and permit them and, you know, do the enforcement of that. So that's the gist of the memorandum. Hopefully it's understandable. What,
I got a question.
Yes.
Would it be easier if we just limited the liquor license so there's, so it would, because the machines are based on the liquor license, so it would be easier if we just limited the liquor license. And
which
then,
we already
then it ends
do.
There, unless
so you're in a sense already limiting poker machines.
Very much
you only
so.
Have X amount of liquor license.
Yep. So the state allows, the only thing that we don't have that the state allows in Lewistown is large truck stops. They're also allowed to have electronic gaming.
Three acres or more.
I don't think on 24 and 78 and what, mm-hmm. I don't think we're at risk of getting a large truck stop. Yeah. So
no. It'd be nice.
We have what we have, and I think that's the extent of what we're going to get in terms of possible locations. And then the liquor licenses that we currently have are limited in number, so you are in effect limiting the number of poker machines
sure.
in the municipality. And the state only allows six per entity. So
if we and like I said, if we just limit the put a limit on the liquor license, how many we have for each category, or even the one that specifies for the gaming, then if we put a limit on those, then that ends any dispute as far as poker machines.
Correct. If the licenses
put another one in.
If the licenses are available for through the Liquor Act, then they're available to have games.
Correct.
And we have one license available.
What now?
Don't know. Well, there is on the amendment, because if tonight I'd discuss it in a liquor license to the liquor commission to.
But that's an amendment. That's
as an amendment for four machines.
Which they're not limited.
Every category is limited except for this.
Amendments aren't limited though. But you're just limited on.
Yeah, it should be.
You're only amending the ones that have liquor licenses.
So this is where.
And like I said, if we limit those.
Yeah.
Subcategories. If we limited those, then there'd be no problem. I mean, we have enough alcohol down there. You can buy it on every corner.
Yeah, so. I think what we have left available is one club license. Because VFW is the only one that's got a club right now. There's two allowed.
Two low.
Yeah. And then Class B, what is it? Oh, restaurant. Because the New Mexican restaurant closed, so that one's available again. So. And then actually there's two open there, because we only have the Mexican restaurant outside of town and Countryside.
And there's four available.
Mm-hmm. Four or five. I got five written down. So actually, we could have three more restaurants come in. Come on to town.
I have a question for Nathan. Can I ask it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Nathan, the city of Morton does not allow video gaming, but they do allow it for the American Legion and VFW.
They don't allow it, but they do allow it.
Correct.
Interesting.
So, I mean, if what you're talking about is would be like a discrimination type of thing, then wouldn't be open?
Sounds like it.
Or would that have some veterans?
I don't think you can legislate around a specific group of people like that, but I don't know. Not a judge, so I wouldn't even get to decide that issue, but I can tell you what I think it is, and that is that it's a problem.
So maybe Morton either has a better or worse one or the other attorney than we
got. They got a little more creative one, that's for sure. Maybe there is a provision in the act about veterans organizations, but I didn't get that far into it, apparently.
They were the first ones to put one in, wasn't it? Weren't they the first ones in town?
VFW? No, I think the Rocket had it first.
Rocket had it first.
do you all know how much money was put into these machines in 2024? Would it surprise you to learn it was $13.6 million in this municipality alone that was put into those machines? That's not chump change for a small town like this.
No, it's not.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Are we done with this, Dave?
All right, if you guys are done discussing, I mean, we're...
Sheila, does this answer your questions?
No.
I don't know what else to do.
You guys say that you're gonna limit the liquor license, but then there's subcategories that now they're applying for, which means they can get liquor light or poker machines. So even if you limit the liquor license, you can apply for subcategories, which means they can get the poker machines. So that doesn't help us at all.
Correct.
That's what I said. That's why I said to limit the subcategories too.
And then when somebody reapplies for it, and then just like the she said that the restaurants, there's three more. Would you say three more licenses available for that?
Yeah.
Those club licenses are allowed to get poker machines if they apply for that license.
Yes, yeah.
So that's even more poker machines allowed. That's why we want to cap the number of them, not the liquor license.
Okay, we'll legally do that.
Yep. Yeah. Cuba did it.
He just explained it.
Well, we're not
Cuba. What the Cuba's in.
We can't legally...
Cuba limited their liquor licenses.
Yeah, that's what needs to be done. Yeah. Actually, just all categories, subcategories, all of them need to be limited. And you can always vote, I mean, another council can always vote for more. I mean,
yeah.
After we're gone, somebody else can change the whole thing. Even if you limit the machines, they can change it.
Well, we can cross that bridge when we come to it, though. Maybe nobody will even apply for them with new council.
So.
We're asking you guys.
Gilbert just had the same discussion, only they just said, no, we're going to just let whoever new business comes down, free market.
Yeah, it is free market. Definitely right.
And
it's a free
you
market.
Hate mail, but it could be free market.
So in other words, what we're saying, we're going to control
yes,
this.
I kind of like having new restaurants.
I just say limit the liquor
is that
license
right,
and not the
poker. I didn't hear you, sorry.
I said, in other words, what we are saying is that we're going to control this by the liquor license.
I think that's the best we can do after what Mr. Collins just read of how the system works. But do we take away the ones we have now?
No.
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 Yeah.
No.
Can't take them away.
All right. You can't tell somebody that's got six machines, you got to give up three of them.
No, you can't do that either.
Why can't you? They brought them in there, they can take them out. I mean, why can't you? This is what happens when they come for government for answers, to solve your problems. There's ways of doing it, but you ain't going to make everybody happy.
Never do.
It's just sad that we're this dependent on gambling for our survival. That's what's sad to me. So, are we going to take any action here, folks, or are we going to move on?
I don't know if it's any different than putting in a Coke machine and
I agree.
Else gets a Coke machine. If somebody else gets a Coke machine, it's more money.
All right.
Another step you can have is have a liquor commission to discuss.
So you don't have to do anything on it. All you have to do, if
there's
you don't vote on it or
no,
make a motion, it dies for a lack of motion.
And
so,
but
I guess it's one of the steps of the liquor commission to determine.
Ultimately, it comes down to the city
our
council.
License.
It's
yeah.
Council.
No
yeah.
matter what, I mean,
yeah.
the liquor commission says no.
Exactly.
We can't pass the buck.
No, we can
yeah.
limit. We can
yeah.
limit the liquor.
Right.
Yeah, you can limit the liquor. Let's ask.
I just don't
council.
Want to kick it back and forth.
That would have to be a new.
Sits here.
I know, I'm done with
that.
Resolution and ordinance through the city council to limit liquor license. But as far as this, you don't have to do anything on it.
No.
That's.
All right, we're gonna move on then to new business. First item up on new business is Susan Fuller's TIF application for festive florals. John?
By the way, Liquor Commission meeting, each one presented.
TIF meeting.
Their,
TIF meeting, honey.
TIF meeting, yeah, sorry.
Unique liquor.
We all need liquor.
Susie's starting a floral shop north of town and, renovating the building. She's got a couple phases. The first phase, she's looking at her, $85,000 was the first phase. $85,700 up to $25,000 is the first phase. The TIF attorney looked over everything and said everything that's in here will qualify. Susie didn't really know how it works, and we were kind of discussing with her if she'd be willing to do partial grant, partial low-interest loan. I mean, we do have X amount, we have, $164,894 is the estimated ending TIF balance with everything that's said and done. So we didn't really discuss an amount in the meeting. We thought we'd discuss it here in council since that's where we voted on it.
Got one out there, $25,000.
Yeah, then we got,
$23,000.
Sam's, asking $25,000 for demolition, help with the demolition of this building over here, and then he's gonna build a big building for his business. And then we've got the Harvest Sky Boutique that's, taking over the whole building down there, on South Main.
And theirs was for?
And hers was, $13,000.
Well, it added on the $900-something for.
Add on the $968.
Yeah, it's $13,064.84.
Okay.
That's what I worked with them.
Right.
Because she had, some light work in the back that she wants to add to it.
How much was that, $13,001?
$13,064.84, but we're checking on that because I went to Lewistown.
Yep.
So if you give, if you take hers and Sam's from the balance, we'd have about $126,829 left, for, to do something with Susie's project. So the discussion is, you know, we could vote on the other two and then address Susie's, or we can address Susie's and.
I'd say go ahead and vote on the other two.
Yeah, me too.
Do them first?
Yeah.
If that's okay with me. Can we skip agenda?
My recommendation, just give them both, you know, them out there asking for. Sam the $25,000 and do.
Do we have to do this separately, or can we?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if you already know what you're gonna do for the other two, let's talk about what you're gonna do for this one and get it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in the past, we've done the.
1%?
No, the 50.
Most we've done was 70.
All right, oh, Susie.
I think most of the council ever done was 70.
Yeah.
And that was for the Pratt property.
Yeah.
So we need a.
So is the low-interest loan gonna do you any good, or is it not really gonna do you any good?
Well, how does that work? I mean, is it forgivable after so long, or how long do they do the loans?
A low-interest loan would mean you'd have to pay it back. A forgivable loan would be a forgivable loan, obviously.
You have to stay in business so many years to make it forgivable.
What?
If you got the grant, you'd have to stay in business for 5 years or be subject to pay it back. So whatever we give you for a grant, you would just get it.
See, I thought, my thoughts, and I'm only one person in this room, would be to grant you part of the money and low-interest loan the rest of the, you know, some other part of the money to you to help you out that way.
I think that would be nice.
That's what we've done in the past. It all counts against the TIF.
So if they, what have we got there, John, for a number after the other two?
About $126,829.
So if they done something like $50,000 in a grant and $50,000 in a low-interest loan, is that gonna help you significantly?
Yes, yes.
And she had more questions about the loan. It's extended out to when the TIF ends in the next, I don't know, 13 years or whatever.
What is the status of our TIF renewal?
Yeah, if the renewal comes through.
Yeah, we've got everything.
Okay, so, okay.
Per payment.
All the signatures are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Per payment.
The one we were on, I think they already got that.
We should have got the school one.
Yeah.
That was the one we were.
Yeah.
Her payment can be adjusted accordingly to what she can afford, correct?
No, they figure out how much it is.
Oh.
Yeah, they set it.
They set up the.
I didn't hear that.
That, I was trying to see if we knew how much the payment would be. We don't, apparently.
No, because it'll be like for 13 years, the amortization will be set up $50,000 for 13 years or however long the TIF is. For one, at 1%.
That was, is figured by the TIF attorneys, apparently. I didn't know that.
But would that be okay with you?
I mean, that's something we could look at and then vote on it at the next meeting, if you want to wait and see what it would be.
No, let's.
What did we give Pratt's? Was it just $70,000?
$75,000, I thought.
What is it, loan, or was it a?
Part of it's loan, because he's still paying, they're still paying it back.
Okay.
Okay. Are you, Susie's halfway good with this? Are you, somebody halfway good with this?
She's good with it.
Okay, let's make a motion to give her a $50,000 grant and $50,000 on a low-interest loan.
I'll second that. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Yes.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Board?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatlow?
Aye.
She's been listening to some of ours, too.
Aye.
Yeah.
I'm always waiting on you, huh? All right.
So on the.
Now we'll move on to Shelby's.
Taylor Shelby's boutique. She originally asked for $12,096.24. And then she has $968.60. So whatever them add together, they come to $13,000.
$13,648, you said? What was it?
Calculator to speak.
$13,664.
$13,064.
What is it?
$13,064.24.
$64.84.
Damn, look at that.
$13,064?
$0.24.
And $0.24.
I'm gonna make a motion that we grant that.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second, roll call vote.
And that's all grant, right?
Yep.
All grant.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatlow?
Aye.
Mayor Lake Perry?
Aye. All right.
There's the last one.
Passed, moving on, Shoemakers.
I move to give $25,000, is that what it was? $25,000?
Yeah.
Dollar grant to Shoemaker Electric.
Second.
I'm behind here.
All right, we'll wait on you.
And it's all grant?
Yes.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatlow?
Aye.
Mayor Lake Perry?
Aye. All right.
Now, if he go, when he goes to build his building, he can submit an application back to me.
Yeah, but the building itself's not covered. It would be like for electrical, water lines, stuff like that. But, yeah. And a sign, signing.
Signing.
Hear that, Sam?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, moving on, this application for this DD1 license for Lewistown Smoke Shop. Have any discussion? Floor is open. If we know, oh, we have a recommendation from the Liquor Commission for the approval of this license. The Liquor Commission met prior to this meeting, so.
I'll make a motion that we give the smoke shop the DD1 license.
I'll check it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Is that a no?
Opposed.
I'm opposed, too.
Got two no's. Four yes, two no's. You get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, motion carries. Move on now. We have to approve Natalie to be the authorized agent for the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. They require that.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Same thing, she has to be an authorized Freedom Information Officer for the Freedom Information Act. We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
And we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we have no other business. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills, questions, comments?
We can pay the bill, Bill.
We have a motion to pay all properly endorsed bills. Can I have a second, please? And we have a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Borsch?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotler?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Anyone need to have a closed session for anything?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, we have a, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.